glad you're here, and I just wanted you to say hi so everybody knows who we both are. I'm Judy, and she is
Shelley Koffel.
What we'd like to do is talk about several subjects this hour, and if you don't hear what you want to know today on a certain thing, we'll take some questions too, but then we'll be able to do more of it at some point. We'll fit it in. And what I want to do is ask Shelley to talk to us. Many of you are already a part of the National Federation of the Blind in your state, but many of you are not. And we would like to teach you about the Federation, how it works, and tell you about some of the programs. So Shelley's going to start by explaining the structure of the NFB, how it is we all get together. So take it away, Shelley.
All righty. Of course, the National Federation of the Blind is a national organization. The beginnings of it were in 1940, so it's been going on for a long time. Again, the purpose was to get blind people together, to meet, to swap ideas. The mentoring has been going on for a long time. It also has been for the purpose of, you know, having legislative impact, having being an educator to the public of what blindness is. And so we have a national office in Baltimore, Maryland, and that address is 200 Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. That office has a lot of information that we will talk about later that you can retrieve by calling there. So we are a national organization that has state affiliates. There are 50 state affiliates. We have territories of Puerto Rico and
the District of Columbia.
District of Columbia. That's what I was losing. Okay. So we have affiliates in all of these places. I think we've even got people maybe from Hawaii listening in on these conference calls. So we can, and Alaska, of course, we can reach a long way in our states providing these trainings. Then we have local chapters. And the local chapters typically meet on a monthly basis. The purpose of them is to just continue the programs of the National Federation of the Blind, to have do fundraising for the local area, to do advocacy, training, mentoring of one another through the local level. So they typically meet on we meet on a monthly basis. Now, the state organization has a once a year state convention. So once a year, we all get together and meet, kind of swap ideas, see what's been going on and that sort of thing. So,
and then once a year, we have a national convention.
Oh, that's true.
It moves around the country, and this is the first year that we had a virtual event. And, you know, most of all of our conventions are the largest gathering of people with disabilities across the country. We're all blind, but even when other disabilities combine their efforts, they don't come close to what we have.
We have about 50,000 members. Isn't that right, Judy?
Yes, and our conventions, the largest conventions we've had in person are a little over 3,000 people. But at our virtual convention, we at one time we had over 7,000 people registered, and we had over 8,000 listening. So we are quite a force to reckon with. You know, we were talking about voting earlier. The reason we have those opportunities is because of the National Federation of the Blind. Most people wouldn't think of providing us, if we didn't ask for it, those rights.
That's true, Judy.
So
you're on a good roll. Why don't you continue telling us about the programs of the NFB?
All right. Well, what I want to tell you about first, or right now, is we have a national magazine. It's a magazine that is designed to keep us informed about all things relating to blindness. There are a lot of articles in it. And it comes out once a month, and you can read it in Braille, you can read it in print, you can read it online on our website, you can read it, through email, I think, And you can have a thumb drive sent to you so that you can use your NLS player to listen to it. And I'm not sure how that works. It may be that you have to send it back to get the next one. I am not certain. I don't know. Do you know, Shelley?
I am not positive on that. Yeah. I would think
we
possibly.
We know it's available. We just don't know how it works.
We'll have to check on that and have an answer tomorrow.
Yes, we certainly will.
Yes.
And you're going to learn tomorrow all about NFB Newsline. You know, many seniors, one of the first things they miss a lot when their vision isn't what it used to be is reading the newspaper. And so this is a feature, and he's going to explain all the things it can do, Scott is. But you can read in one place, free of charge, over 500 newspapers and magazines throughout the country. And so you'll be learning about that tomorrow. And Shelley?
Yes.
We have some free stuff.
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And I like that.
Yeah. Tell us how we can write Braille for free.
Wow. That's pretty neat. So when you learn Braille, we all are loving our Braille. We're learning about it. And there's this little tool called a slate and a stylus. And it's kind of the equivalent of a sighted pen or pencil for a sighted person to write with. So a slate is about a 12-inch long piece of aluminum. Sometimes it's plastic. Sometimes it's the old ones used to be nickel. I really liked them. They were a little heavier. But
yeah, I even have one.
Yeah, I've lost mine somewhere along the line. I'm going to try and come up with it again. So it's hinged on the left side, and it's only about four lines of Braille high. And so you open it up, you stick a piece of paper in it, and you shut it. Then the stylus part is a little tool that you hold between your fingers like you would a pencil, and it's got a short little shaft on it that you push down into the slate. The slate has open, you could think of them as windows or cells is what they're called. There's six little dots in each of those cells, and there's 40 of them in a line. And so you start writing on the right side, though. That's the tricky part. Because you're punching the Braille onto the back side of the page so that when you get finished writing Braille, you're writing from right to left. Then you flip it over and then you read it the usual way from left to right. But it's very portable. It's very awesome way to take notes. It's a very awesome way to make labels, write down phone numbers. There are slates of all different sizes and that kind of thing. And they're just a very handy thing to keep in your pocket, briefcase, purse, your laptop case, whatever you want to do. So that is a free thing from the National Center.
All right. Then we also, another free thing that we have are free white canes. You can get one, you can only get one every 6 months. And the reason is there are some people who go through their canes like they're candy. My mother, actually I remember, this is back to slates and styluses. When I was a child, my sighted friends were fascinated with Braille, and I would teach them about it, and they wanted to write Braille. So I'd give them one of my slates and styluses, and my mother finally said to me, "You have to stop giving these away like they're pencils."
Yeah. Well, Judy, so how do I know what size of a cane to get?
Well, we have learned this week from the cane travel instructors that it should go anywhere from your chin to your nose. But I have found that you do what's comfortable, and the faster you want to walk, the longer you want to make sure your cane is.
Right.
I usually think about what my height is, and I take off 8 inches.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's just, you know, but as you get used to using your cane, then 6 months later, if you don't like the one you have, you can get another one.
Oh, very good.
And you can always buy canes if you want them. The independence market certainly does sell them, but, you know, it makes sense to start out with a free one. Now, the only ones that you can get through the free part are straight canes, the straight fiberglass ones. So that's what you can get, and then you can buy anything you want.
Okay.
Now, how do we know about all this? Like the free white canes, the flakes and styluses, the magazine to order.
There's an NFB website, and so it's nfb.org. And you can learn a lot of things there about membership or about the community of the blind that is makes up the organization of the National Federation of the Blind, who we are. You can learn about its programs and services on this website. There's resources it gives you, problem-solving webinars. There are blogs. Talks about voting right now, since that's a big issue and we all want to be able to vote. It talks about our board of directors, so you can learn about the people that make up the board, national board of the National Federation of the Blind. This is also where you can learn about divisions, committees, and groups, which are interest groups within the NFB. A division might be the parent organization.
Senior division.
Senior division. it could be the student division.
We have a crafters division.
That's right.
We have
lawyers. Public employees. Parents of blind children.
Teachers division.
Right, right. We also then can learn about, membership building. And there's also the Independence Market is listed there. So it's a place that you can go to that really gives a lot of information about the NFB and about the journey.
The other thing on this website is there are a lot of articles that can teach you our history.
That's exactly right.
There's a whole series of books also called the Kernel Books.
Mm-hmm.
They are 30 books all written by blind people or people who know someone who's blind who impacted their life. And they're little vignettes that teach us something that we might have thought was impossible, only to discover that someone else is doing it.
Right.
And can get a lot of inspiration from those.
There's also, this is a place where you could learn about the national conventions. There's always a speech that's the highlight of the convention to hear our national president give a speech. And they're on various topics. They're quite awesome to listen to. You can get those speeches and reports of the national organization from there. Right now, we've even got information about COVID-19 on the website and just some various things like that. State affiliates, what's happening in different states. So that gets a pretty good overview.
Yeah, it used to be that we have something from our national office, from our national president, that are called presidential releases. And when we first started hearing those so that people could share them, they would go out once a month and they'd come on a cassette tape. Remember cassette tapes?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Have those anymore, but we used to. And every month, the president of our local chapter would get one. And then the president would bring it to a chapter meeting and play it for us. And that was our way of keeping up throughout the country with what was going on. So we all knew and we shared like a family. We learned to grieve our losses and congratulate the new babies. But we also learned what we were doing in Washington, D.C. and how we were making a difference. And we learned about special things in a particular state so we could applaud their accomplishments. And that's what makes us a family. So, you know, we're going to urge you to be a part of that. Now, the presidential releases, because of the COVID problem, we couldn't meet as we used to at our chapters in person. So that's when Zoom came into our lives, and that's when we started having our virtual presidential releases. So once a month, anyone is free to listen to these calls, and it's always the first of the month. So the next one will be November 1st, And they are at 8 o'clock Eastern time in the evening, 7, 6, 5. And you'd have to check because it doesn't always have the same Zoom number. But you'll find it if you are not a member of the NFB yet, or if you're not getting emails or you don't have it, you can find it on our website, I'm sure. You can also call the National Center when it's getting close to November 1st and ask for the Zoom connection.
You also can listen to it on Lady A, our little speaker device.
Let's say you didn't hear it. Let's say you want to hear what one's like and you weren't there to hear it live. You can ask our Lady A friend and you just say, play presidential release, and it will do it.
That's
I think
awesome.
There's a podcast too that she has that mm-hmm. we have, and it's called Play the Nation's Blind.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play that as well. Now, you know, that's a lot about the NFB, and we'll be happy to answer questions in a few minutes. But, you know, there are a lot of services for blind people. A lot of them came about because of the work we've done, but some of them we may not know about, and we can't take advantage of them if we don't know them. So, Shelley, talk to us about reading.
Okay, the National Library Service, and they have changed their name recently, and I unfortunately don't know the whole name, but it's the National Library Service. It's a free application. There are libraries in every state. Sometimes they're called the Talking Book Service. Sometimes they're called they're part of the State Library Service, but they have a section for the blind. And so the National Library Service will send you a reading machine that has cartridges now. They've gone from all kinds of back when.
Please have confess from them.
I still use reel-to-reel.
What? Oh, wow.
I know, decades ago. Anyway, so we've gone from cassettes to these cartridges. Now they can even put, like, if you like a certain series of a book that has several different, an author that has several different series that you like, you can have them put them all on one cartridge, and they'll send that to you. And it's pretty awesome to be able to read that way. But these are portable. They also have a thumb drive aspect to them. On the right side, there's a little piece of plastic that you can remove, and there's a place there for a thumb drive. So it's a pretty awesome way to read, Judy. I like it because I do too.
Yeah, I do too. Now they also, I assume though that if you can do this, you probably already know, they send out books in Braille as well, and they have a very small large print collection. There's not much to that part of it, I'm afraid.
When you call their office, usually a reader advisor will talk to you. You can sign up. I think typically they want you to fill out a little bit of paperwork, but it's not that much, kind of verifying your visual.
Yeah,
pardon?
They'll fill it out for you,
yeah.
I think. Take the
yes.
information
right.
over the phone.
And you give them an idea of what kind of books and materials you like to read, and you're good to go. They'll just send it to you in the mail, and then there's a card on the front of the
card. Yeah, I don't want them to pick the books for me, so I go through a list of books that they have, and I tell them which ones I want, and they send them. But if you don't want to do it that way, you can say, I like Westerns, I like romances, I like nonfiction, historical nonfiction. You can tell them what you want.
That's right.
The other thing, now I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use Lady A right now to make sure that we know when to stop talking, because I don't know about you, but I'll just keep talking forever, and then this retreat would be longer than we knew. Lady A, what time is it? Oh, wait, I can't call her Lady A if I wanted to do this, can I? Alexa, what time is it?
It's 3:26 p.m.
Alexa, set an alarm for 3:55 p.m.
Alarm set for 3:55 p.m.
Okay. Now, I have one more topic, and then I think we'd like to open it up for questions and things that you wish we'd said that we didn't. Every state has agencies for the blind. Now, you got to understand that that's different than an organization like the NFB of the blind, because we control the of the blind part, and the NFB decides what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about. But one of the things we do is act as a watchdog for the agencies for the blind. We should never assume that because an agency exists, it's doing a good job of it. We should also never assume that they're not doing a good job. But what we should do is be aware of what they're doing. And if you're new to being blind, then you need to know about what the agency has to offer. Unfortunately, during these times of COVID, it might not be quite the same as it usually is, but you should start getting to know about them. So one of them is the Library for the Blind in your state, and you have the right to sign up for it. And the other one is some sort of, they all have different names, but some sort of state services for the blind. For instance, where Shelley is, they have the State Commission for the Blind.
Correct.
Where I am, we have state services for the blind, and they are a part of a much larger government department. Now, most of these agencies for the blind, the ones we're talking about, the state rehabilitation agencies for the blind, are designed to help blind people find employment. And many of us as seniors already went that route, or if we didn't want to, or for whatever reason. That's not what we're looking for now. What we need is to know how we can regain our independence. And we've talked a lot about that here. But the truth is that it's done best if you can find an agency that will give you some sort of teaching as you go through this process of your vision changing. Some states are very good at it. They have teachers they can send to your home to teach you. In Minnesota, because we have one of the three training centers nationally, and there are others here that do it, but we have classes for people who are losing their vision, and they used to be in person, but now we're starting to do that again, but State Services for the Blind has to organize the classes, get us the students, and then Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis is where people can go to take a class. In other states, it might be some other place. There are private agencies that provide services for the blind, too. Some states are loaded with them, and some of them do a good job, and others, it's kind of scary, the things that they do or don't do. So what you've got to do is get to know the agency, talk to people in your NFB affiliate, and if you haven't joined yet, we can help you get in touch with the state president, who will get you affiliated, we hope, with your local chapter. And then they can help you. If you want services and you're not getting the services you think you should have, they not only can help you figure that out, they can act, someone in the NFB can act as your representative and go with you to see, are your requests reasonable? Or are you missing something that they should be offering you and they didn't tell you about? Those are things that we can help with. We have seminars sometimes, and sometimes they occur at our state conventions. And so let's see if anybody wants to comment on anything that we have talked about, or if anybody else wants to ask a question.
Okay.
We'll give you... Yes.
Yeah, so folks, raise your hand if you have a question or a comment. While they're doing that, I just want to mention you talked about the National Library Service. I didn't get to mention this last hour, an awesome app for your iPhone or Android called Bard, B-A-R-D, lets you listen to the books on your iPhone, store them.
Someone did mention Bard on that. You didn't, maybe, but someone did.
That's a good alternative, though. A lot of people really love having that little library right in their phone that they can just listen to anytime. Yeah.
But they do have to sign up for the service first. I don't think you can do it if you don't. Otherwise,
right. That is correct. You have to just contact your library.
Become one of their patrons first.
Yep. Yeah, you got to be a patron. That is correct. And there comes some hands I sent to you.
Oh, okay. We're ready.
There they go. I asked 303 of war. They're coming up.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to go to Bill. I'm going to unmute. I guess I'll be brave and just start unmuting people and hope we don't get a ton of noise and,
We'll be quiet.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Bill. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to let everyone with the Lady A in the background know that Judy just sent an alarm on all of our Lady A's in four time zones. I thought that was
cute. We're all
going
to know when it's 55, aren't we? Oh, that's funny.
and the virtual convention, our resolutions committee chair was reading a resolution about Lady A, and her Lady A went off in the background.
Oh,
She's listening.
Thank you. I hope you're all going to be grateful for that.
We'll all be calling you tomorrow. It's been a great day. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, you
thank
bet.
You.
All right, Larry
Next.
Carlson.
Larry.
Larry Carlson, from the city of Las Vegas. My question is, what's the lead time for the magazine from NFB? And I'm asking specifically because I joined during convention when I learned about it through a private agency. And, you know, they were telling me that it was a good organization to join and there were a lot of help. So I joined back in July 12th, and I've heard nothing until last week. I guess I heard about this seminar and I got a letter from the president, rather. And so I'm just wondering what the lead time is, because
should have heard something a long time ago, but are you talking about, so you haven't talked to anybody in the Nevada affiliate?
I talked to Terry Rupp, and she's the one that actually got moving, because I kind of got pissed off. I gave $50 back in, you know, during convention of NFB in October 4th.
Wait a minute.
This year.
You paid dollars?
Yeah, $50. I paid $10 to join and $40 for, I thought, a Braille device, and now I know it's a Braille monitor, communicator, something. I don't know. It's some sort of magazine, I guess, and I haven't gotten anything. You know, I mean, this going blind thing is just new to me, and so I'm just trying to figure this all out. And, you know,
I get that. All right, what you need to do, I'm not sure what you paid the $40 for, but because the monitor, while we do take contributions, there is no cost required with it. Some people donate, Terry is a strong advocate, and what you need to do is to call her. Don't wait for her to call you. You call her and say you were in this retreat, and you want to know about a local chapter in the area, if there is one, and you want to know about getting the Braille monitor. That doesn't mean it will be in Braille. That's just the name of it.
Yeah,
and
no,
tell her how you want to read it, and she will make sure you get it.
Okay.
Because somewhere it dropped through the cracks, and it shouldn't have, and that's why we recommend being a greasy wheel. Don't let them lose you.
Okay.
We appreciate you joining the organization. It's a great opportunity. So.
Okay, Ruth, did you have some thoughts?
Yes, I did. A couple of things. One is, if people, I don't know how you signed up for the Braille monitor, but if people have signed up for it in Braille, it's slow in coming out, because it's been provided by National Braille Press, and they were closed until June because of the pandemic. So they're catching up with their materials, but they are slower.
Okay,
so it may be a couple months behind. And then the independent living, for your state agencies, what you want to ask for, whatever state agency for the blind, whatever it's called in your state, the funding and the group that you want to be associated with is Independent Living for Older Blind, because that way you can be served and find out who that coordinator is and what services your state agency is offering a senior population. And, I mean, what we will probably, what we will do with this retreat is, I will send names of people to state presidents saying that you have participated in this retreat, so that your state presidents can contact you. But don't wait for them to contact you. As Judy said, do contact your state president if you know who that is. And if you don't, we can tell you who that is and get you in touch with that person. And we certainly hope that you want to join, because you're in this retreat. If you're interested, you can join the National Federation of the Blind Senior Division, who is sponsoring this senior retreat. So this is another thing that the Federation does. We want to create opportunities for seniors, and that's one of the things our division feels very strongly about. Those are my comments. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we know that our friend Bill, I think our Nevada guy, he was not reading. He was looking for his Braille monitor in another form. I don't know which one, but so I think he just got lost through the cracks somewhere, and we have to fix it. All right. Anybody else with their hands up?
Yeah, 816, go ahead.
My state agency for the blind, the only thing they offer for seniors, they will give you a telephone, a magnifier, and a couple of lessons in how to use them. And that's the total amount of rehabilitation services for independent living that they offer. I spoke to my state about it, and she was going to look into it, and I haven't heard anything more about it.
What state are you in?
Missouri.
You're in Missouri. Okay. You need to, are you a member of the NFB yet?
Yes.
Okay. You need to talk to other people in the state to ask what they do. Sheila Wright is your state president. Have you met Sheila yet?
I've spoken with Sheila. I've talked to the other members of my group that, and everybody, they always talk about doing something about it, but nothing ever happens.
Well, it's not, you can't just press a magic button and make it happen. It doesn't work. They have to be able to convince their agency, and it's not always easy, that seniors are an important part of what they do, and they, maybe what they need to do, and you could be the one to suggest it, is could we go to the state legislature and ask for money for a program that would, provide seniors training in how to be blind. Maybe the state would fund it. Maybe not, but it might take several years to get them to do it, but you might as well start somewhere.
I wonder
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask whether they have like independent living centers. A lot of states do that, and you can go there and they will.
Yeah, they don't usually know as much about blindness as they think they do.
Right.
Some of them do, and if you find a good one, you might. But that's not their specialty, unless you know of a good one.
Well, I know in Indiana, I don't know Missouri, so.
Yeah. What you might do, I mean, he's right. State Centers for Independent Living are private agencies. Sometimes they get some rehab money, but they, not usually for blindness, they don't. But they are private agencies that might have classes that you would like. You could certainly check and see. It wouldn't hurt to ask. I've not found most of them to know much about blindness. So they'll, you know, maybe find your reader or something.
Ruth, who's the lady that's, oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a thought, Ruth?
Yeah, well, I think, from what I know, Missouri for many years used private agencies. And they've been struggling for probably 30 some years, maybe longer, with any services for blind people. I'm not excusing them. I'm just stating a fact. So it may be that members of the NFB in Missouri have to find out how the independent living older blind funding is being spent, and then get together and get some policies to, like Judy said, change how that funding is being spent so it can actually go towards serving blind people. It might go to their Department on Aging centers or to their SIL centers. There's independent living centers. It could go to, you know, it depends on how that money is being distributed. But it is a state and a federal program. And as blind people, that's one thing we should know in each of our states, how that, you know, where is that money going and how much of it and where is it going? This is kind of a classic case, I think, is to figure out how the state is spending the money. And actually, RSA, the Rehabilitation Services Administration, has to publish that information. So that would be where your state leaders should look.
And Sheila would know how to look it up.
Don't ever feel like you're bugging people. If you know Miss Sheila and or maybe Gary Wunder, some people like that that are leaders in the organization, don't feel like you're bugging them. Contact them and just have a real serious conversation till you get to the bottom of the service you want and how can you
tap into it. We, none of us really feel like it's ever a bother to talk with individuals. We want people to feel like they've got the training they need and are successful with what they want to do in life.
Okay, Carol's unmuted. Go ahead.
I am a retiree of the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services, and I taught. That's all right. I mean, I'm all for getting NFE into state services, NFE philosophy especially. But I taught in our older blind program for 10 years, and it is, I understand, the best of its breed of animal in the country. Now, it, you know, I worked on inculcating our NFB philosophy into my teaching as I went along. So that piece sort of has to be added as you go. But, we provided equipment. I mean, thousands of dollars of equipment per person sometimes. Depending on their needs. And the lady who called in about this question, if she could give me a call, I can give my phone number and I can put her in touch with the person who's head of our older blind program here and see if we can't get something going for Missouri.
Carol, I don't, you can do that, but I don't think people in Alabama are going to be able to influence what Missouri does.
Right. Yeah.
But we could share documentation is what I'm saying. And also we could share encouragement of how to go about getting a good program set up. I think there are enough people. There are two other, rehab teachers in our seniors division here. I'm the president. So there are three of us, four now involved in doing this older blind training. So just in our seniors division, we could share information.
What I'm saying is that we know we're interested and the teachers might have some good ideas, but we don't have any, we have no reason to believe that the people in Missouri want to hear what you have to say.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But it might give the young lady who called just now about this matter some ideas about how to approach other people and her affiliate and say, you know, look what Alabama's doing about this. We can do this in Missouri. And
It never hurts. It never hurts at all.
If you're talking about sharing with her about what you do, I thought you wanted your people to call the Missouri agency.
No,
people.
I think it would have to be a grassroots effort. It's the people who are blind yelling about needing services that really, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's right.
I totally agree with that. I think that would be a good help. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I
can connect you, Carol, the two of you.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
303.
Okay, 303. Bring it on.
Yes. My name is June Mason. I guess I shouldn't give my name. I'm calling from Colorado, Denver.
I don't know why you shouldn't give your name.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I gave mine.
I am without vision. Yes, I am blind.
Yeah, we know. That's why we invited you here.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is my first retreat, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
I have enjoyed the hobby section so far. That was the Monday discussional edition on knitting.
Uh-huh.
I'm a beginning knitter, and I would like to know about your crafters division. First of all, I have the number for the National Office of the National Federation of the Blind, but I may need to rewrite it down again because I placed it in one of my bags.
Okay,
June. May have rewrite it. Yes, thank you.
Before you get going, I believe that it's Friday that the crafters division is going to be on the in the hobbies portion of our day.
Oh,
so you'll get to talk to them and hear from them directly on Friday.
What time would that be?
That's going to be in Colorado. That's going to be at 11.
Yeah.
11-hour time. That's one your time.
Yes, okay. Your time.
11-hour time.
Yes.
1 hour. Okay. 1 year.
Hey, right after the cane travel class.
I see. Okay.
They're going to be there.
Yes.
And I'm sure one of the things they will do, and if they don't, you can ask, is how can I join?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
And another thing as well, I know that other seniors would like to speak. I'm trying not to take so long. I just need to get my thoughts and suggestions together. Well, not
okay.
suggestions so much, but opinions. Since my adulthood, or as long as I've been an adult, I have been in other states. I have attended the commissions for the blind, and the counselors, I went into their program, their teaching program, where they taught daily living skills, DLS, and mobility cane travel at the time, and especially in New York, where I was born and raised, it was an on and off thing, and I just didn't feel comfortable at all at the outcome. I guess because at the time I was just still coming up and from
yeah, you weren't ready
late at that time, and I was living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very sheltered indeed. It was like I couldn't do anything for myself, and it was like, okay, you know.
Do you have a question?
I believe, as a blind senior and a blind federationist from New York City, that I, being that I am optimistic, can move forward emancipatively, optimistically, and drive to the best of my ability.
Good for you.
I'd like to do in what
are you
means.
Are you connected with the Colorado Center for the Blind? I assume that
yes,
you
I
are.
Yes.
Yes,
I am. Yes.
Then you're getting some of the best training and opportunity way beyond what most people get in this country.
Yeah, exactly. I have, and still, when I can, I have started out with the Colorado Center for the Blind. Partially so, after I came here to Colorado, but it was... I joined their chapter this Saturday, third chapter meeting, monthly
mm-hmm.
chapter meeting. But I had some computer training there then.
Okay. We're going to wait and see right now. Do we have anyone waiting besides?
No, we don't, so.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
go ahead then.
Okay. I'm sorry to take your time, guys.
That's okay. You can go because nobody's waiting.
Oh, okay. To make a long story short, I have had some computer training there, but I did not pass course, and I really feel bad because of it. But, well, I guess you can't be perfect on everything.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
It doesn't mean that you can't. It doesn't mean that you can't keep working on it and gain even more skill than you have now. It's always a work in progress.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. I just wish now, though, that someone extensively I could get some sort of an assistant or sort of assistance with this old keyboard that I have here. I can no longer use it because, I live in a senior independent living building.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Archdiocese Housing, a Catholic agency.
Is this keyboard attached to a computer?
I don't know what it has to it, but I did, when my brother-in-law came, I had him take something out away from the computer because I had mentioned to him that I was no longer using it.
Oh,
and
well.
It had JAWS, an old version of JAWS, but it's no longer in use.
Yeah, well, you can't, if it's not connected, there is nothing you can do with it. And if the JAWS version is really, really old,
yes,
I'm not sure whether you'll get it
anymore,
to work
yeah.
or not. You might.
Right. I think the real old versions are not working anymore. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I think they changed some major things a few years ago and
stop.
And they're not. But anyway.
Oh.
Everyone's saying their alarm's going off right now.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to
set off mine as well. Yes, you did. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. How come that didn't go off when mine did? One of ours is...
You set off mine.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
Funny. I thought they always... Thank you, June, for sharing.
Okay, we're down
okay,
to 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, if anybody has any last thoughts, Shelley, do you have any last thoughts you want to throw in?
I think it's been a good day, a good discussion. I would just encourage everybody. We will send out, like we've said before, a resource list with everybody's agreed to share phone numbers and things so that we're all going to be available after the training is over with. And we just want to help people do as much as you can with, getting involved in the organization or getting training to the degree you want it. So
can we have 816 since we have a couple minutes? 816?
Yes.
The lady that last called may want to contact her library for Braille books and talking books. They can give her information on resources in her state. Some states have a program where they will give technology to blind people who can then use it. And other, if that doesn't work, there is a nonprofit called Computers for the Blind that takes donated computers, reconditions them, puts important software and apps on the computers, and then sells them at a very reasonable price to blind people. Last year, a laptop was about $200, and it included either large print software to enlarge the print, or you could get speech on it. Thank you.
All right. Good idea.
That's awesome.
Thank you. All right, everybody. We just want to say thank you for this day. It was wonderful. And we have 2 days left to go. And tomorrow you'll get your lesson on Newsline.